This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris.
Grab people's attention.
Get them talking.
Sell the product.
That's what every advertiser hopes to do. But take it from the Geico Gecko, that is really hard.
You can't even imagine the pressure. I mean, I've literally got like 2 seconds to capture your attention while simultaneously informing you that you could save hundreds on car insurance.
As part of our weekly series on advertising, NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports on what it takes for an ad to cut through the clutter.
Successful ad campaigns are often part sales pitch, part psychology. Use our product and you'll be cool, or clean, or sexy, or masculine. It's a time-honored concept.
A working day out here stretches from sunup to sundown, but there's always time for a Marlboro.
In the 1950s, sales of Marlboro cigarettes were pretty dismal. It was considered a woman's brand, and Philip Morris wanted to go for the lucrative male market. Their ad agency, Leo Burnett, came up with a simple concept. In a Philip Morris company video from 1972, brand manager Jack Landry explained the Marlboro man's appeal.
In a world that was becoming increasingly complex and frustrating for ordinary man, the cowboy represented an antithesis. A man whose environment was simplistic and relatively pressure-free. He was his own man.
The Marlboro campaign made history because it came at a time when most commercials were still trying to sell a product rather than a lifestyle. Marlboro recently celebrated its 50th anniversary. It is still the most popular cigarette with more than 40% of the market.
If you think about it, the amount of death and disease caused by that brand alone is certainly nothing to celebrate.
Cheryl Healton heads the anti-smoking American Legacy Foundation. 4 years ago, they came out with their own campaign, with help from the advertising agencies Crispin Porter and Boguski and Arnold Worldwide. Some of the ads are a direct response to the Marlboro Man. One spot has a cowboy singing with the assistance of an artificial larynx.
You don't know we die from tobacco. Sometimes you just lose alone.
That's pretty straightforward, but another series of spots was carefully crafted to tap into the teenage psyche. A group of 1,200 teenagers marches somberly down a city street and stops in front of a big corporate office building, a tobacco company's headquarters. All at once, they fall to the ground unconscious. A lone teenager stands and holds up a sign that reads, 1,200 die each day from cigarettes. Ever think of taking a day off? The American Legacy Foundation claims the Truth Campaign, as it's called, reduced the number of young smokers by 300,000 in its first 2 years. Cheryl Healton says they interviewed hundreds of teens before conceiving the campaign. What they found was that ads that simply told teens don't smoke were having the opposite effect. So the strategy behind Truth was to instead go head-to-head with the tobacco industry.
You have to put out there a campaign that captures their imagination and makes them want to reject tobacco on the grounds that they're being sucked in and as a way of rejecting adult manipulation of them.
So just as Philip Morris tapped into men's fantasy to be cowboys, the anti-smoking Truth campaign tapped into teenagers' desire to rebel. Demographic and psychographic research is essential for ad agency copywriters, no matter what they're trying to sell. Luke Sullivan, author of Hey Whipple, Squeeze This, A Guide to Creating Great Ads, says the product usually dictates the tone of the ad. Earnest for skin cream, joyful for chewing gum, reassuring for Viagra. But on the other hand,
that is also something that advertising agencies wisely buck against because everybody else is doing a certain category a certain way. And then and every once in a while, a client will come along and say, I don't want to be like everybody else.
That's the thinking behind the cavemen ads for Geico Insurance. Steve Bassett is a creative director with the Martin Agency, which produces Geico's ads.
Car insurance or the insurance category was kind of dark and scary. And so we decided to use humor.
Here a caveman is telling his therapist why he's so angry about the Geico slogan.
Why does that bother you?
Why does it bother me? So easy a caveman can do it?
Well, it's just a commercial.
Okay. Well, what if it said Geico.com, so easy a therapist can do it?
Well, that commercial wouldn't make sense to me.
Why not?
Well, therapists are...
Are what? Smart? My mother's calling. I'll put it on speaker.
Geico. The cavemen are so popular, they just got their own TV series on ABC. The Geico ads illustrate another trend in the industry. They were not subject to focus groups. That's when groups of people sit in a room together, watch commercials, and give their opinions. Warren Berger is author of Hoopla and Advertising Today.
If you had anything that was the slightest bit offbeat or edgy, it would end up getting killed in the focus groups. What happens now is a lot of the more creative agencies say, well, we're not going to focus group stuff because we know that if we do that, it's just going to water down the commercials eventually.
We tend to believe that people lie in focus groups because they're trying to impress the rest of the people around the table eating the M&Ms.
That's Chuck Porter of the agency Crispin, Porter & Boguski. He says they still do research, but on the front end, before conceiving the ads. Porter says they spend a lot of time going into people's homes and talking to them one-on-one.
We believe that good brand momentum kind of work is always a conversation rather than an announcement. If you're going to have a conversation, you have to listen. So we spend a lot of time for all of our clients listening to what our audience says.
Crispin, Porter, and Boguski created the ultimate conversation with the Subservient Chicken, a website they created for Burger King a few years ago. It quickly became an online phenomenon that reached millions of people. An actor, dressed in a chicken costume, performs just about whatever command you type in. It's a subtle promotion for the Have It Your Way chicken sandwich. It's also weird and interactive, big pluses with today's youth market. But does it sell chicken sandwiches? Russ Klein, president of global marketing for Burger King, says it certainly helps. But more importantly, it makes them part of pop culture.
And so social currency and social relevance is a key component of how we position our brand in addition to the food that we sell.
One more thing that often distinguishes a great ad these days, a sly self-awareness that lets the consumer in on the pitch.
Gecko, that's it. That's the only reason I'm here. The fact is, if Geico sounded like some other animal, like, I don't know, a puma, sure enough, there'd be some adorable little cat sitting here talking about Geico's low rates.
Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Some of the ads from this story and other reports from our series are at npr.org.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.